Welcome to the Habit Thrive podcast, a podcast for women in their me now years. Each week we explore habits, routines, and rituals to reclaim our power and our awesomeness to live our best chapters yet. Welcome to this week's episode on Ayurvedic Spring Habits and Routines, what to shift for a healthy and happy spring. Now, this is part two of a two-part series, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode, I recommend it as it pairs nicely with today's. In last week's episode, I focused on what to add into your spring routines and rituals to support what your body is already inclined to do in the spring. Like nature, it's spring cleaning. And for our body, that means spring cleaning, actually not just our body, but our mind and our spirit. For those of you who had a chance to listen to last week's episode and you've even had a chance to try a spring habit or two, I would love to hear from you. You can always send me a note through my contact information in the show notes. And if you feel so inclined to share an experience or two through a review, that would be awesome too. In this week's episode, we're going to focus on what perhaps we can shift or even let go of to allow more space for some of these new spring habits and routines. So let's begin by thinking about our why. Why shift or change anything in the spring? You might be asking yourself this question, along with, what's in it for me? Isn't it much easier to just keep doing what I'm doing? It's challenging enough just to get up and get out the door each day. And finally, why bother? I intentionally ask myself these questions often, but definitely on a seasonal basis. Because truthfully, we are not just adding or shifting habits and routines to get better at adding and shifting routines, but often we are doing this because we want to feel different. Maybe better, maybe happier, maybe healthier. Maybe we just want to spice things up a little and add a little variety into our routines. And from a ritual perspective, changing things up encourages us to celebrate seasonal changes, to feel more connected to nature and the world and everything around us. So I don't know about you, but for me, that's a great why. So whether you're craving that newness and that freshness or that bigger connection, your body is speaking to you. In the spring, it is giving us a little nudge to lighten up. You may notice how good it feels to shed the winter coat and the winter sludge, and that some of the foods that you've been eating and enjoying throughout the winter months, those comfort foods, may not be tasting as good right now. They may not be sitting as well right now. Sometimes it's very obvious with feelings of heaviness. But sometimes it's more subtle, like you just can't put your finger on it. And this is why I want to shift. This is why I love to shift. So it is that connection to nature. And the fact actually is that my body will continue to tap or nudge me until I make some changes. This is what I love about Ayurveda, is that it is there for me always. But it shines during seasonal changes. It teaches me the art of balance. It teaches me to trust my gut, to trust my instincts, and it rewards me with something like less digestive upset, less sluggishness, more energy, and more optimism for the upcoming season. To me, this is the big why. It's because nature is nudging us to make this change, honest to goodness, because it knows it's good for us, because it knows that we will feel better, and truly feeling like we can do more, we can experience more, and we can live the life that we want to live, feeling better, feeling connected. So on that note, let's dive into how your day may shift a little bit. And again, we are very connected. We are very firm sometimes around our habits and routines. So And they are actually routines, which means that it's hard to change them up. So coming into this episode today and last week's episode, just with an openness and curiosity and kind of I wonder if I should try that. So it's a fun way to listen to not just my podcast, but other podcasts as well, especially during seasonal changes. So you can start right when your eyes open in the morning. Decide, for example, are you changing when you're getting up? What's going on with the light? What's going on with the first thing that you want to bring into your body in the morning? Actually, even when you open your eyes, what you want to be looking at. One of the things that I like to suggest in the spring, if you can swing this, is actually, and you might do this all winter as well, and that is to have your window cracked. And the sound of the birds coming in right now is a signal to my brain and my body that spring is here. It's quite powerful, actually, and I'm finding year to year that it's getting more powerful. I think that's partly. Actually, I don't think. I know that that is because I am focusing on these simpler things. And I think it truly has been somewhat since COVID. But I think it's also part of moving into this time of my life, into these wisdom years. I'm feeling just a little bit more connected and a little bit more aware, and definitely practicing mindfulness more often. And so that is connected to that little crack to allow that sound in and to allow that connection to nature first thing in the morning. So it doesn't have to be a huge, let's say, addition or change or shift to your morning routine, but notice the things that make a big difference. So the other things that you might be playing with in the morning are related to your foods, your beverages, and I'm going to throw it out there in terms of your coffee. So for those of you who are coffee drinkers, this is something that I just noticed in the last week. But when I go back through my notes, and I love to keep my spring planners year to year, I do change in the spring from 2 cups of coffee to first cup of coffee, and then second caffeinated drink is a green tea with mint. This feels naturally lighter, and I also don't feel like I need that, let's say, that amount of caffeine coming into the spring and summer. The sun is out more, it's lighter, and there's just a natural energy. And in fact, when you notice that your body will actually tell you that, that's enough. It's quite interesting. So for me, that's what happened, or that is what happened with coffee. So first cup of coffee, first caffeinated drink, second is green tea, which is again wonderful in terms of all of the health benefits. And then you have the aroma from the mint, and it's right away energizing. So I don't change my lemon water in the morning because lemon is cleansing, it's clearing, it's great to give the digestion a boost first thing in the morning. But what I do is add more limes the rest of the day and certainly into the spring and summer because limes are cooling and they're sweet. So my tendency is to have more lime water and lime drinks than lemonade. So that is a big change that definitely starts to happen in the spring and summer. And the final part of the, let's say, food and beverage part of shifting habits and routines in the spring is moving from hot oatmeal or porridge, lightening up to something like a green smoothie. So I have put in the show notes a wonderful green smoothie. It is called Classic Green Monster, and it is from the Oh She Glows cookbook. Love it, love it, love it. One of my favorite cookbooks. So that recipe is in the show notes. Why I love it is that it's bright green, that it has kale and spinach in it, but it still has my nut butter and my banana. So it feels hearty, but not heavy. And again, from an Ayurvedic perspective, right now during kapha season, you don't want anything that is too creamy and heavy. So if you were thinking about a yogurt and a milk and mixing fruit into that, for me, that would be quite heavy. It's actually kind of mucus producing as well. But this green smoothie actually is okay. And I love that transition. The other thing that you might think about if you are an oatmeal gal is just switching up your grain. So perhaps switching to a chia seed pudding. This can be done overnight. I've put the recipe in the show notes as well. So just a couple of tablespoons of chia seeds and perhaps a little bit of honey and a little bit of, again, your beverage, your milk beverage of choice in there. And changing up our seeds, our grains, really interesting. It actually gives our digestion a little bit of a break, especially if we are consuming something 365 days of the year. So I like changing up my hemp and my chia and my flaxseed. They all have different nutrition profiles as well. So it is actually really good to mix them up a little bit. So the spring, a perfect time to be shifting that up. So not a lot of changes as I move into from what I talked about last week, I should say, not a lot of changes moving into lunch. The only thing I want to again mention is that you're lightening up. If you love your soups and they are part of your routine, then lightening up to broths and chicken broth. Actually, chicken soup is fantastic in the spring, in the kapha time, because it's clearing and cleansing for our congestion. A healing cabbage soup. And so just moving away from the creamier soups and the stews and the heavy casseroles. But again, at noon, that reminder that between 10 and 2 is pitta time, and it is our highest fire in terms of digestion. So let's say you are wanting to have pasta on a particular day. It's actually better to have your pasta. I love pasta primavera, again with cooked veggies. Having that at lunch is a fantastic lunch because it still is warm, but it's lighter, and it's better to have it at lunch than at dinner at this time, because again, lightening up, easier to sleep when you're not having a pasta. And that's totally, again, I know it's individual, but noticing how you sleep when you eat certain foods as well, and definitely as we change seasons. So that is, again, lightening up meal to meal, changing up a little bit. And the big thing is noticing how your digestion is, how your energy is, how you're sleeping, and that will give you more information to be able to play a little bit more. So the final, let's say, part of habits and routines is to be thinking about your movement, your exercise, and just like I mentioned last week in the meditation, moving exercise outside and really playing with the times of the day that that it gives you a little bit of a boost. You might notice that you want to divide your walk up. For example, you might want to walk in the morning and the evening, or you might want to walk in the morning and bike in the afternoon. Over the years, actually, this has changed. There was a real push to say you need to do your cardio in one sitting, so to speak, in 30 to 45 minutes, or from 45 minutes to an hour. Now, with all the benefits of moving more often, getting outside more often, and just getting the benefits of that movement, I am absolutely advocating dividing up your exercise if you can, if this works for your routines and your rituals during the day, so that you are able to get outside a couple of times, whether or not you're still working or retired. But again, until it becomes a routine, we can get caught up in some of the things that we're doing in the house before we realize, oh my gosh, I haven't even been outside. Now, perfect opportunity in the spring, again, to play. Are you walking? Are you doing, for me, my sun salutation in the morning outside? I love it, love it, love it. It becomes part of my morning routine for the spring and summer. Faces to the sun, and I'm moving. I'm not so inclined to go out for a walk in the morning as I am to do my sun salutation and yoga in the backyard, and then walking in the evening. So, noticing what changes for you. Notice how it, again, it affects your sleep. Notice how it affects your energy. Notice how it affects your mood. You have the power to make changes, to shift things. But we do get into routines. And that's actually kind of the negative part of routines sometimes, is that we get into routines. But each seasonal change is an opportunity to shake up those routines. Shake up your meditation, shake up your movement, shake up your food intake, and notice and celebrate and keep track. I am a big fan of keeping track in a planner. I love my seasonal planner so that I can look back. It reminds me, yes, oh, in the spring I switched to my dry brushing. I'm still doing my oil, but my dry brushing becomes part of my morning routine, which only takes a few minutes. And it is energizing. I feel, honest to goodness, like my skin has just woken up. It's vibrating. It's just unbelievable. So that dry brushing combined with Abhyanga or oil massage, beautiful, beautiful pairing. So I am going to leave you with that today. I'm going to take a breath in here and a breath out. I get very excited about these seasonal changes and about sharing everything with you and really encouraging you again not to feel like you have to make every single change this week. But even just listening to what I'm chatting about, when you're standing in the kitchen or when you're opening your eyes in the morning or when you're thinking about going out for a walk, this will come up again and it'll just get you to think and to be curious. So, have a wonderful, wonderful week and have fun playing. And if you do feel inclined to reach out and let me know how it's going, that would be awesome. So, I'll talk to you again next week.